Hello and welcome to another podcast of A Presence on Your Journey, a podcast of community autism resources. My name is Dennis Polselli, and we're proud to have as our guests today Mary Fox and Cassandra, who would prefer to be called Cassie.
Rico
as our guests today. We're going to be talking today about an exciting milestone in the life of Community Autism Resources, and that is the opening of a northern office. So I'd like to start first by asking both of you, Mary and Cassie, how you found out about Community Autism Resources and a little bit about your background and what drove you to Community Autism Resources, if drive is the correct word.
All right, this is Cassie speaking. I received my bachelor's degree from Bridgewater State. I've worked for the past 20-plus years with children and adults with all sorts of developmental disabilities. My parents adopted my brother Josh, who's now 27, who has Down syndrome, which got me interested in working with this amazing population. I've been married for 20 years and have four children, ages 8, 14, 16, and 17. My 14-year-old has high-functioning autism, which is how I found out about CAR. On the day that Parker got his official diagnosis, I went to a school-sponsored training on the introduction of autism, taught by our very own Barbara. She let me know I was not alone and I could do this. Over the years, CAR has been a huge support. When I found out they were hiring, I applied and was very happy when I got the job as event coordinator for adults. I hope I can make everyone very proud.
And Mary, how did you find out about us? And if you can give us a little bit of your background?
Sure. So when I was 16, my best friend's parents adopted a young boy who was 4 at the time. And one of his many diagnoses was autism. So being close with him, I got to see him grow up and I got to see him achieve many successes, and it really got me interested in working with this population. So after I went to college, I had a couple jobs in the field and I went to an autism training that Community Autism Resources was doing. It was actually Kate, and I just wanted to do more. I needed to know how I could get more involved with Community Autism Resources. So I reached out to Kate, and then she actually told me that there was a job opening available, so I applied, came down for the interview, and lucky for me, I was a good fit.
So the one common theme that runs through both of these stories is the training from Community Autism Resources that you were exposed to. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now we get into a little bit about the new office and exactly where it's located and how this all began. How do we get to this point that we're opening a new Community Autism Resources field office, branch office, whatever you might call it?
So the DDS regional director, he came up with the idea about opening a new northern office and brought it to Barbara so that we could provide our services to the northern part of our state. I think we have 88 cities and towns that we provide services to. So it just happened to be that when Cassie and I got hired, it was the same time that they were opening the northern office. And Cassie and I both live in that area, so it all worked out really well. And we've been there for a few months now.
Since June.
And we're inside of the Harbor One Bank in 68 Legion Parkway in Brockton. And we're part of the Stonehill College Downtown Center for Community Engagement, which is a nonprofit program that Stonehill is doing. And we just fit right in with them. And we should be having new neighbors in the next couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, I was just curious how this whole thing fit into Stonehill College. But I don't know if that would be a question to ask somebody else. Or I was just curious how it fit into the whole scheme of things.
So they're looking to do more in the community of Brockton with nonprofit agencies. And they were looking for a veteran nonprofit agency to help the other nonprofits get off the ground. And I think that's where Barbara and her relationship with Father Jim from Stonehill.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they talked about that and figured out that Community Autism Resources would be a great fit for their nonprofit center.
Now, what are your roles, starting with Mary? What is your particular function?
So my function is just to do everything that Community Autism Resources has always done, but my specific role is more for adults. So I'll do the courses, I'll do the clinics, I'll help with the transitioning process, anything that adults or families that have an adult family member on the spectrum.
And Cassie?
My role is specific for adults as well. I plan events for adults to encourage friendship and relationship through shared interest. Over the summer, we did a Brockton Rocks event where you could go and see the actual Brockton Rocks play. In January, we're planning a movie to, I think it's Braintree, where we're going to see the Lego Batman movie.
And the Brockton Rocks is their baseball team there, is that correct?
Yes, sorry. It is a baseball team.
Yep.
Minor league.
You both indicated that it sounds like your duties are adult-specific. Would that be accurate or not?
Yes, our events are adult specific. However, because of the people who work in the Swansea office, they work with the children, so they would be coming to the Brockton area like they do now to work with the children in that region.
Okay. So in a way, although you're working with adults and planning adult activities, you're more of a branch office for all that Community Autism Resources does. In other words, working with children with autism spectrum disorder, even though your primary function is adult. Would that be an accurate description?
Yeah, I think that the main purpose of the Northern office is just so that we have a home base for the northern part of the state, or the northern part of our region that we provide services to. The people that work in the Swansea office can come up and use the Brockton office, and the same goes the other way. Cassie and I from the Brockton office can come down and use the Swansea office for any of our meetings or clinics. And we're both the same agency, just happens to be that Cassie and I are both in the adult services and everybody else is in the children and families.
So it's an office that serves the northern half of what is an overall 88 cities and towns service area.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, thank you for clearing that. So now, do you get involved with clinics or any of the social groups, or do either of you do anything like what Community Autism Resources does with children? Do you do with adults like social groups and clinics and stuff?
So I did a course down on Nantucket for some teaching assistants, and I'll be doing some more clinics as soon as people know that we're there. And know that I'm available to help any of the adults, then I hope we'll be doing more.
And with as far as the social skills, we're trying to roll it into our events so that when you're going, we are incorporating the social aspect in our events.
And what kinds of things have you had so far?
Just the Brockton Rocks.
Okay.
Yeah, because it is brand new. We are trying to get our name out there and have more and more people aware that we are out there and planning events, so...
Now, I wonder if you can give us kind of like the layout, what you're part of, if I'm not mistaken, and if I'm saying this correctly, the Harbor One Bank, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of a layout, and keep in mind, a podcast is like radio, so we all have to try to picture this as, you know, not as a visual medium. So what is the layout like?
So you walk into the bank, and you come right through the front door. We just got new signs this week that have our name on it. And you come into the bank, and you see all the tellers like you would in a typical bank. But then you go down a few stairs, and you'll see that our receptionist is out front, and she can direct you to where you need to go. And our offices are in a beautiful area with lots of windows, and we have a beautiful conference room that is available to us. And it's a nice little spot that we're in.
Is this a multi-dwelling, multi-story building, or...?
Yeah, it's a huge building. We usually stay down where we are, where our offices are. But upstairs, they have a huge boardroom that's beautiful. They have a couple other offices that rent space from them that are not nonprofits. I think there's about 5 or 6 cubicles in our area that they're hoping to fill with other nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Now, your hours of operation?
So there's somebody typically there Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30 when the bank is open, but we're always available by email, and you can always call Cassie or myself, and we can set up an appointment outside of the schedule if needed. Just because we're in the Brockton office doesn't mean that we're stuck in Brockton. We can go anywhere all over the Southeast region. We come down to Swansea to visit our friends in the main office, and we can go everywhere that we're needed.
And you can also be seen at resource fairs, which is another outreach activity of Community Autism Resources as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we should be emphasizing or stressing that we haven't talked about?
Just that Community Autism Resources has always assisted adults with autism spectrum disorders, but now Cassie and I have specific jobs. So if you need to call somebody for some assistance with anything, just to know that we're here and we're comfortable to talk with, and we just want to help as many people as we can.
Okay, and anything from your perspective?
I think she said it perfectly. You know, we are new to doing the adult activities, but we've always have been able to help family members, and that includes adults as well.
Now, have you had open houses, or are you planning an open house, or is there some kind of a rollout, or is this just a quiet opening?
I think we're planning one in the future.
Yeah, still new. We're still getting ourselves in there and getting comfortable. We don't have a phone line yet. That should be coming pretty soon, but we're still getting our bearings at the new office.
Yeah, because it is brand new. We're trying to get all the kinks out.
And we're working with Harbor One and Stonehill and all the other nonprofits that are coming in. So there's a lot of
eyes
to be dotted and T's to cross.
A lot of coordination that goes into this too.
Yes, correct. Definitely.
So will you have your own phone eventually? Will you have your own phone number too, or come out of Community Autism Resources?
We will eventually be having our own phone and fax line, but for now people can call the main office, and we do have voicemail set up, so we have our own extensions here. We always get the messages and emails are always sent for us too.
Well, I want to thank both Mary Fox and Cassie Rico for joining us today to talk about this new opening. And hopefully when things really get settled in, we can have you back on again to go into more detail.
Yeah, we can talk about how busy we've been.
Yes. Exactly. Sounds good.
Thank you very, very much for joining us. And I want to remind everybody that music heard on A Presence on Your Journey was written by George Winston. A Presence on Your Journey is a podcast of Community Autism Resources. Barbara Domain is our executive director. This podcast is produced, edited, and anything technical by Nicholas Domain. For more information and to hear previous podcasts as well as this podcast on demand, you can go to our website at www.community-autism-resources.com. Don't forget the dashes in between and listen there. This podcast is also available on iTunes if you have iTunes. You can go to the bookstore and do a search under Autism, A Presence on Your Journey, under podcasts. You can access this and other podcasts, and you can subscribe if you wish. My name is Dennis Pulselli. Thank you for joining us.